32. Sorry for the delay. We will now start the Standing Internal Operations Committee meeting. Can we get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Perfect. Do we have any public on the line?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Then we will proceed to draft minutes.
I make a motion to approve draft minutes.
From the April 6th meeting, I second that. So those will be entered. No items under D1, no items under E, so we'll move to F1, discussion of injury and illness prevention program. Mike Davies.
Good afternoon, committee. Title 8 of the California Code of Regulations, Section 3203, requires every employer in California to implement an effective injury illness prevention program in their organization. An effective IIPP, for short, improves the safety and health in the workplace and reduces costs, because when we have workplace injuries, those directly relate to cost to us, as well as the problems to the injured employee. So it's a very important program. We currently have an IIPP on file that we've been operating under since 2018. And what we like to do is review our various programs and policies and procedures on a periodic basis. And it's time to update the illness injury prevention program, especially in light of COVID. So the major change to, well, there's been a couple changes from the 2018 version that we're proposing in this 22 version. And that is that the original version had people's names in it to refer to for specific things. And that's a bad practice. What we want to do is refer to people's titles, because those endure longer than the individual names themselves. And then the updating various numbers and codes and things of that nature, but also adding a COVID section, which we have done to this particular program, and updating that, which that has been a challenge, because every time you turn around, the rules and regulations regarding COVID. So what we've tried to do is just make it as fluid as, take those things that seem to be good practices, which are the foundation of keeping people healthy in the workplace with regard to COVID, and then the more specific rules regarding when and where to wear masks, things of that nature, and what the health orders are, just referring to the latest health orders in effect at the time. So that's what we've done. I'm available to ask answer any questions.
Did you have that? Was it in the packet that went out? I'm sorry,
yes,
I missed that.
Is. Yes,
it is. No, I looked through it and was very familiar with these programs back in my human resources days, so I was very comfortable with it, and dropping the names, and then the COVID, you know, when you say whatever's being, we have to follow with the time, you literally need to put the time of day, because you know how often those things change
exactly. Sometimes.
So. I'm joking with that, but I thought it was good, Mike.
I know you're joking, but that's actually pretty good.
I know. I thought it was good.
Excellent. And I have to thank Leslie, our temp employee that's stepped in the HR function, and she did a significant amount of the groundwork. This has been actually in process for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And so we just decided to go ahead with it and put her on it. And she's done a great job on that, so I want to, you know, just publicly give her some credit for that, and it's well appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a recommendation to the board when we bring it before them to actually approve it through board action.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Any further questions?
All right. Thank you very much, and we'll consider this a board.
Yep. Coming out of committee, don't have to have anything. If so, I'll motion to present this to the full board.
Second.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. master babies. Okay, so any future agenda items that you want to add?
No, I don't know if this one would be now or communications, but since both of us are on. Is there any updates with the text, the texting for if there's an issue in the town?
No, so that was going to be a project for the AGM when they come on board.
Oh, okay.
So we are still actively looking for an AGM.
Yes. Okay.
You know.
And just to expand on why is that? Why don't we just go ahead and do it?
Right.
The problem is we have temporary employees.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I totally get it. For some reason, I missed that part.
Yes.
So, okay.
Any other items you want to add? No. We had discussed a potential collaboration with the chamber. I haven't brought it up to them about the possibility of the town participating in a local area points of interest brochure.
Okay.
I would imagine that would come out of internal, since I think it would be the town that would be collaborating.
Uh-huh.
So let's see if we can put that as a future discussion item.
Okay.
We flesh out the details. What that was there is a, when I was out traveling around, one of the towns I visited, Bodega Bay, had a Bodega Bay local resource guide that just told you about local points of interest, local restaurants, about the town itself, about the formation, and it was just this little pamphlet. So I would like to see if the chamber is interested in producing something like that, but then utilizing the town's resources as time to contribute information to that.
We actually have, there's probably not going to be, we can explore that
sure.
issue, but in place now, currently, is through the Brentwood Press. Annually, we participate in the Brentwood Press. It does one for Discovery Bay and Oakley.
Okay.
And that, and so it has who the board is, and some, there's, I think there's advertising.
Yeah,
in
we
there
do. We
well,
update that on an annual basis, and we correct everything, change things,
yeah.
and then submit it to the Brentwood
yeah.
Press. So
do
there's
we,
something
do we have
similar,
one here,
but not
so many people could see it.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be right this second, but.
Yeah.
I've got one at home, but that's not going to do you any good.
Well, that's good. We can talk about that in a future
yeah.
meeting. Just
yes.
flesh it out, see if that's the appropriate single only place we need to do it, or if there's something else we want to do.
I think that's
yes.
a great idea.
Thank you. Well,
very good. Still no public on the line, I'm assuming? All right, very good. Well, with nothing else, 3:40, we will adjourn the meeting.